Chapter 1.4, Section Summary.
In A.D. 610, an Arab merchant named Muhammad founded the religion of Islam. Followers of Islam are called Muslims. As Muslims traded with their neighbors, Islam spread throughout the Mediterranean. Muslim scholars studied mathematics and developed algebra. They also advanced medical knowledge by improving surgical techniques and by discovering the causes of some diseases. Muslims gained control of the city of Jerusalem in 638. In 1095, the Pope called for European Christians to take back this holy land in a series of wars called the Crusades. The Crusades lasted between 1096 and 1221. During this same period, Genghis Khan led the Mongols in the takeover of China. By 1279, his grandson Kublai Khan ruled a huge Asian empire. The Mongols believed that trade was honorable and important, so they reopened the Silk Road. This series of trade routes stretched from China to the Black Sea, which lies between Europe and Asia. By 1368, the Chinese Ming Dynasty overthrew the Mongol rulers. The Ming leaders built many ships and traded with faraway lands, bringing wealth and knowledge of other cultures to China. However, by the mid-1400s, political conflicts and money shortages led Chinese leaders to stop most long-distance trading. In East Africa, the Kingdom of Aksum grew rich from trading ivory and spices in long-distance trade networks. Many people from Aksum converted to Christianity after North Africans and Asians introduced the religion there. In West Africa, Berbers used camels to transport goods across the desert. Several kingdoms, like Ghana, grew wealthy from trading gold. After Ghana fell, the Kingdom of Mali emerged. This kingdom had a great trading center in Timbuktu. In the late 1200s, North African traders brought Islam to Mali. As a result, Timbuktu became a center of Islamic culture and learning.